1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
We're looking ahead to Emporia First Friday activities this evening, and Director Kat Dorcas joining us here to talk a little bit about what's coming up here in the next few hours.
Kat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful evening for First Friday as we roll into the First Friday of November. So what's going on here today and tonight, Kat?
All sorts of good stuff. We want to thank our platinum sponsor, Emporia State University, who's sponsoring the Art Walk tonight. There's going to be lots of good stuff. Emporia State is going to be downtown, and I think that Corky is going to be making an appearance, too.
Ooh,
so
okay.
It's going to be a fun night.
So presenting venue, where exactly will that be, Kat?
The presenting venue will be the Epic and Gilson Galleries, and they will be having the art program biennial faculty exhibition. So we know that our ESU faculty helps guide a lot of students, and now we'll be able to see the actual faculty's artwork. So that's a fun thing to do, and it's going to be really cool. So that's the must-see spot. And then we're going to head on down to Heath Recital Hall, where the flute studio will be performing all evening. Performances will be starting on the hour all evening long. Midwest Mama Co. will be hosting Jana Ampleton and Marsha Zener. St. Andrew's Church is going to have artist Ashley Burris, plus Street Cats Club, Adoptable Cats, and the Cheam Eats Food Truck. The Emporia Arts Center, of course, has their annual Veterans Exhibit up. Street Granada will be hosting Landon Worley. Mulready's Pub will be hosting Lewis Trotter. Scrabble City Roasters has a new exhibit up by Carolyn Wade. The Style will be hosting Victor Santana. The Axe Shed will have art by Lindsay Fletcher and George Fletcher. Plum Bazaar will be hosting Rhonda Denny. And Middle Ground Gifts and Books and Gifts will be hosting Ashley Rodriguez. And Trox Gallery and Gifts will be hosting an art raffle that will benefit Emporia First Friday's Match Day Goals. So make sure you stop there and purchase raffle tickets. There's four pieces of art to select from, and you can choose which piece of art you want to be entered in the drawings for. And we really appreciate their support doing that for us.
Indeed. You know, the Emporia Arts Council, also with its Artist Veterans Reception taking place really early on in the proceedings here, too. So, I mean, it is another packed lineup of activities here for First Friday. How many different business locations do you have this time around?
We have 13 spots tonight.
13.
So it's going to be a great evening to just stroll around and chat with artists. Enjoy the evening. Absolutely.
You know, one of the things when you mentioned Emporia State University with not only the art but also the music that's taking place, and, you know, we've seen this in First Friday's past, is a lot of folks are going to focus on just like one segment of art. But, you know, you basically do your level-headed best to hit as many different forms of art, whether it's tangible or not, whenever you have a First Friday.
It's nice to have that exposure to all different kinds of art. So, there's art that you can see. There's art that you can purchase and take home with you. There's art you can listen to with the food truck. That's an art. You know, there's art you can taste. So all these different kinds of art, I think, really creates such an experience for people and every month. So, yeah, it's really good.
Now, is there a presentation at the History Center today from Emporia State? Is that going on today? Do you know?
Yes, Art Form Lecture Series is from 4 to 5. Thank you for reminding me of that. So you can even listen about art before the art walk.
There we go.
And they're
going
to have Lorinda Bradley, and I think she's an art historian, so that'll be kind of an interesting lecture on that.
And other than that, your art walking begins, what, at 5 o'clock, Kat?
The fun starts at 5, so get downtown at 5 o'clock and be sure and visit the presenting venue. You can pick up passports at any location that is participating and just start art walking.
Again, Kat Dorcas joining us here on KVUE's Morning Show with First Friday activities this evening in downtown Emporia. Kat, I have to ask, is this we're not officially in the holiday season yet, but would this be a good time to maybe start scoping out some holiday stuff here for next month?
Well, I have to say yes. And we are already filling up for next month. So if you want art gifts, the Art Walk is a really good source for that. There's just so many different kinds of art, and the artists have been working really hard these last few months to get new art and different things for everybody to check out. So, yeah, absolutely good. And also, I forgot to mention, I can't believe it, this month marks 9 years of art walking. So, yeah, exactly. So that's just another reason to get down and join us for this art walk.
Indeed. Well, happy ninth.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Keep up the great work. Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. People love it, and get out there and enjoy the nice weather, nice fall weather. Going to be a beautiful evening to get out and enjoy all of the stops. And, again, the presenting venue, the Epic and Gilson Galleries, Emporia State University. Anything else we need to add here, Kat?
I think that's it. We would just love to see everybody in downtown Emporia tonight.
Sounds good. Well, Kat, best of luck with things here this evening. We'll talk with you next month.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right, Kat Dorcas, Emporia's First Friday Art Walk, starting at 5 o'clock this evening, downtown Emporia.
All right, if you want to be part of the morning show, specifically the Newsmaker spots at 7:20 every weekday, next week's full, and the first available date's on the 18th. So call us at 620-342-1400. Monday, we'll have Lyon County Clerk Amy Jones joining us as we review this past Tuesday's general election.
KVOE Live and Local, sunshine, 43 degrees. Good morning. It is 7:37. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
A1 Pump and Jet is hiring a full-time general laborer. Earn $50,000 to $75,000 a year.